Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today we're talking about creating equality for men and women.
What does that mean?
Well,
there's no equality?
Making the world more equal, more fair, more the same for men and for women. Now, things have changed a lot recently, right?
Yeah,
it was not very long ago. Women couldn't vote. Women couldn't buy their own land or their own house. You know, a lot of that kind of stuff. Women could only do a few kinds of jobs and they wouldn't get paid the same as men. Now it's a lot more open, right? Women can do most of the things that men can do, but there are still differences. In a country like America, I think women still make about 70% what a man would make for the same job.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, that's...
Is that true?
Sure, that's true in Taiwan, too.
Really?
Sure, absolutely. How many ladies are the head of a big company in Taiwan? Right? There's the HTC lady. She's the president. She's like
she's
the top person. But she's like the only one. Right? And you think women are actually more than 50% of people in the world. More than half the people in the world are women.
But think about this.
But there's only a few of them in, you know, leading countries or
leading
big companies.
How many men on earth can have children, have babies, and deliver?
0%.
Right.
But women don't get paid for that.
No.
No, they don't.
See, so
we have to create equality. Keep making the world more equal, more the same for men and women, because they're just as good, they're just as smart as each other. All right, let's check it out. Find out more about this interesting topic.
Reading.
Creating equality for men and women.
While it's true that men and women are different, no gender is better than the other. Unfortunately, people throughout history have not felt this way. Many families often discriminated according to gender, especially in favor of boys. Sadly, these beliefs are not completely gone yet. Some families today still treat boys and girls differently. Boys are often seen as successors to the family business, while girls are viewed as members of the future husband's family. These beliefs often lead to an adverse effect on the mindsets of both boys and girls, and can create conflicts within the family. Despite these differences in upbringing, there are many successful females these days. What's more, girls are more likely to be caring and responsible toward their parents. Holding boys and girls to different standards is not a healthy way for them to grow up. Boys and girls are both capable of being special, since the individual is what matters most. Parents need to recognize this by taking full responsibility for their children and never treating their kids differently.
Okay, so let's check it out. It says, while it's true that men and women are different, no gender is better than the other. Gender is a word we often use when we're talking about men and women, kind of like a scientist would. It means the sex of a person, man. Woman, this is our gender, right? We can also use it to talk about animals. You can often tell the gender of a bird by the color of its feathers, right?
The color?
The girl birds are often kind of brown. The boy birds are often colorful. You know, so that's the gender. We're just talking, is it a boy, a girl, a man, or a woman? That's all.
所以其实我们在谈男生女生或者是公的母的雌的雄的我们在谈性别的时候英文当中就是这个字叫做 gender。性别 gender, G-E-N-D-E-R.
But this is a word you would use as a scientist. For example, I would never say to Anna, oh, so your cousin is visiting you. What gender is your cousin? No, I'd say, is your cousin a boy or a girl? Is your cousin a man or a woman? We don't really use gender in that kind of way when we're talking about normal things.
Hey, but when we fill up a form, we might see a gender.
An M or an F.
M or F.
That might say gender, and you say, I'm a man, or that person's a woman, or something like that.
Male or female, 就是你在填表格的时候，有时候会看到性别，那那一格的话会看到 gender， 因为它其实是一个比较正式的字，或者是像刚刚这个 Mike 说的，是要科学家啊，或者什么什么学者啊，在一篇 paper 里面才有可能会用到什么 gender 这个字。
That's right. And it says no gender is better than the other.、
嗯、
so one, boys are not better than girls, or girls are not better than boys. Of course, unfortunately, people throughout history.Have not felt this way, okay? It's something we believe today, everyone's the same, but throughout history, if you go back in history, not just to one spot, but throughout history, over all of history, everywhere in history, you can find places and times when girls and boys were very different, all right? Throughout is a very useful, word we often use. For example,We could say we ran outside when we noticed there was smoke throughout the building. So we saw there wasn't just smoke in one room, it was everywhere in the building, so we thought there must be a fire, so we ran outside.
嗯，所以其实啊，在整个的历史当中啊，并不是每个人都像这个每一个时代都像现在一样，觉得男生女生都是公平的或者是 equal 的都是一样的或者是一样好的。那么我们在这边看到一个介系词叫做 throughout,Throughout 这个介系词它后面可以加时间，比如说 throughout history, 贯穿整个历史，在整个历史当中，或者你在例句刚听到的 throughout the building, 在整个建筑物里面都有很多的 smoke, 它可以指的是在整个的时间里面或整个的地点里面，这是很好用的介系词。不过回到刚刚第一句，我们看到 the other, 你去翻字典可能指的是另一个，但是什么的另一个呢？当我们谈论的东西只有两个的时候，其中一个叫做 one, 那么另外一个就叫做 the other, 比如说男生女生左手右手，他跟我两个，其中一个是 one, 那另外剩下的唯一一个就是 the other、
mm-hmm. Many families in history often discriminated according to gender, especially in favor of boys. To discriminate is basically to say one group is different from the other. We're going to be nice to this group. We'll do good things for them. We'll do not such good things or do bad things to this other group. So they would discriminate according to gender. Basically say boys are better than girls or girls are better than boys. But as the article says, it was especially in favor of boys. So they were helping boys more.And you can even see this today, right? There's many countries in the world where、if a family are having kids, they would much rather have a boy than a girl.
You mean in China?
Well, that's one country where people、mm. still kind of think, you know, having、right. a boy is a better thing. If you can only have one kid, having boys is good, but having girls is not so good.
对 and,、就是比较喜欢男生 problems. Right. 那我们提到的比较喜欢现在看到的是 in favor of.什么什么比较喜欢男生，然后就会呢比较不喜欢女生，这就是一种 discrimination, 就所谓的歧视，就是有差别的对待。有差别对待这个动词叫做 discriminate, 那有歧视，比较喜欢这个比较不喜欢那个，这个就叫做 discrimination, 或者是因为他是哪个国家的人你就比较不喜欢他，那叫做 racial discrimination,种族歧视哦。
That's right. And as you mentioned, sadly, these beliefs are not completely gone yet, right? So you said in China and India, and even, you know, countries in Europe too, people still like to have boys. So these beliefs, these ideas, are not completely gone yet. A belief is basically an idea. It's something that you think is true, something that you feel is very important to you and to your life. That's a belief. We often talk aboutA religion being a belief, right? I believe in God, I believe in Allah or Buddha or whatever. Those are your beliefs. For example, we could say, I don't agree with my brother's beliefs about aliens living on Earth. He really thinks that MIB and ET lives over there. And I just say, no, that guy just is funny looking.
Okay, 所以如果你真的觉得在地球上已经住着外星人的话，这就是你的一种信念。在英文当中，这种信念就叫做 belief.或者它也有信仰的意思，比如说你对上帝的信仰，对这个佛祖的信仰，或者是你觉得男生比较好，女生比较差的这种信仰，信念，在英文就用 belief, belief, 可数名词哦。
Here's an example, some families today, this is not 100 years ago, this is today, they still treat boys and girls differently. They're not the same for some families. Boys are often seen as successors to the family business. So the grandfather, the father, and then the son will work in the family business. Okay, he's got a job, he'll make money, he'll keep the family name going. Girls, well, girls are viewed as members of the future husband's family. So the girl will marry another boy from another family. She's not very important to us as a family, these people think. These beliefs often lead to an adverse effect on the mindsets of both boys and girls, and can create conflicts within the family. Yeah, some girls can feel, I'm not very important. Or boys can feel, I'm important, I don't have to work hard, you know, my family will give me money in a business just because I'm a boy. Yeah, that's not really fair. So it can create problems with how the boys and girls feel about themselves and think. Also, conflict within the family. Conflict is basically like fighting, arguments, disagreements in the family. You know, the sisters, of course, might feel that they don't like the brothers. They're jealous, and you know, it's not a very friendly family. The example sentence we have for conflict, Allie and her mom had lots of conflicts about what clothes to wear. So whenever she got dressed, her mom would say, you can't wear that. And Allie would say, Mom, you're so old-fashioned.
Yeah. 对，裙子太短了，不可以穿短裤，什么什么什么什么的。所以这种冲突啊，不一定是这个肢体的，这个语言上的冲突也可以叫做 conflict。conflict, 可数名词哦。可是为什么会有冲突呢？当然啊，就是因为这种重男轻女的观念，所以呢，大家都可能会觉得说，哎呀，那个男生啊，才会是家中的 successor。
Despite these differences in upbringing, there are many successful females these days. So even though as kids they might be treated differently, there are many women these days who are very successful, who are presidents, leaders of companies, you know, rich business people, all that stuff.Professors in universities and doctors and all the other. But they do sometimes still have differences in upbringing. Your upbringing is your childhood, when you're a kid, the things that you learn at school and from your parents before you grow up to be an adult, that first part of your life, we would talk about your upbringing or the things you learned when you were a child.
所以其实在这里的 upbringing 就是所谓的养育的过程当中，当然养育过程会有一些不一样啦，但是我们看到很多的successful females today.
Yeah, and what's more, it says, girls are more likely to be caring and responsible towards their parents.
Right.
That's true, as the parents get older, and the kids do too, the girls might be more caring. If you're caring, you're worried about someone else and making sure that they're happy. Okay, so nurses have to be caring, moms have to be caring. They make sure that you're okay, and if you're not,They do whatever they can to make you feel happier or more comfortable. So I guess as the parents get older and need help, the girls, they're saying, or the women, might spend more time with the parents, where the sons might, they don't know how to do that. It's kind of difficult for them.
对啊，因为其实女生呢是比较 caring, 比较有爱心，比较贴心的。所以其实对于父母亲啊，他们会觉得比较有责任心，会去照顾父母亲。那么有责任心、有责任感的叫做 responsible.Responsible.
Our example sentence for caring, Liam is a very caring man and helps by volunteering each weekend. All right. It says holding boys and girls to different standards is not a healthy way for them to grow up. Different standards means sort of different rules, right? Boys are good if they do this. Girls are only good if they do more than that. That's not really fair.Boys and girls are both capable of being special since the individual is what matters most. So boys and girls are both capable of. To be capable of something means you can do something. Okay? So if you've learned how to ride a bicycle, you are capable of riding a bicycle. You can do it because you learned how. So boys and girls both can be good, both can be special since...It doesn't really matter if you're a boy or a girl. It matters if you're a good person.
Right. 所以其实真正讲到重点了，因为我们最好还是不要把这个男生女生的标准看得不一样。所谓的标准叫做 standard. 但是呢，其实男生跟女生都是很特别的啊。Be capable of something 指的是能够如何如何，男生女生都可以很好很特别，因为重点还是个人嘛。不过我们看这个片语的 be capable of 是今天的 shortcut for you. Let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
Wow! You're great at this!
I know. It's funny. I don't think you're capable of doing this, though.
So you call that move capable?
Being capable of doing something means being able to do something.
So, being capable of doing something means 有能力做什么什么能够。
Yes. I don't think you're capable of doing awesome moves like these.
Why do you think I'm not capable of doing such attacks?
Well, you are a girl. Girls are weaker than boys.
How rude! I'm more than capable of beating you up!
Haha, I'd like to see you try. Okay, I give up. You're more than capable.
So the article finishes by telling us parents need to recognize this by taking full responsibility for their children and never treating their kids differently. So the parents need to wake up. They need to understand that people are people, and boys and girls are not that different and shouldn't be treated differently. They should take responsibility for treating their kids equally and both very well. Responsibility is something basically it's your job to do. No one else is going to do it. You should do it because people expect you to do it. It's the right thing to do. And also because you said you would do it, right? A parent's responsibility is to make sure their kids are healthy, happy, safe. That's what you have to do as a parent. It might not be easy, but no one made you become a dad.
Right.
You decided, or a mom, you decided to do it. So that's what the parents have to do. They have to treat their kids very well and raise them to be good people, not good boys or good girls.
所以其实父母才有这个责任 responsibility. 接下来是我们的 For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our chat quest. You were talking about treating boys and girls equally and how some parents don't do that all the time. But can you think of a teacher or a parent who does, who treats people equally? And what are they like? Can you think of someone who does that in the right way?
Well, I think all my teachers treat people equally.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good example. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a time when something happened and...They treated the boys and the girls equally?
I don't really remember, but all I can remember is that I think they treat boys and girls equally.
Okay,
they don't set different standards.
That's very good. That's very good. Mm. Yeah, so the good kids can be boys, they can be girls, and it doesn't really matter hairstyle they have or if they wear a skirt or pants or something like that. That's not the important thing. It's what's in here in their heart.And in their mind, that's what's important. All right, so there you go, guys. Can you think of a teacher or a parent, someone you know, who treats people equally no matter what they are, what kind of person they are, and what is this person like? Sounds pretty special.
Creating equality for men and women.
While it's true that men and women are different, no gender is better than the other. Unfortunately,People throughout history have not felt this way. Many families often discriminated according to gender, especially in favor of boys. Sadly, these beliefs are not completely gone yet. Some families today still treat boys and girls differently. Boys are often seen as successors to the family business, while girls are viewed as members of the future husband's family.These beliefs often lead to an adverse effect on the mindsets of both boys and girls and can create conflicts within the family. Despite these differences in upbringing, there are many successful females these days. What's more, girls are more likely to be caring and responsible toward their parents. Holding boys and girls to different standards is not a healthy way for them to grow up. Boys and girls are both capable of being special, since the individual is what matters most. Parents need to recognize this by taking full responsibility for their children and never treating their kids differently. Vocabulary Review.
Equality. Women are still fighting for true equality with men. Throughout. My friend talked throughout the movie, and that really bothered me. Belief. Some people have a strong belief in God and go to church every Sunday. Conflict. The boy and his parents had a conflict about whether they should buy a pet. Caring. Even though lions are strong, they are caring with their young cubs. Responsibility. Older children in a family usually have more responsibilities than the younger ones.